It's good to be in the house of the Lord again this morning. Welcome everybody to our services and bless the Lord. I have a question this morning. How many of you are serving God with joy and gladness of heart this morning? Huh? Did you know that if you don't, that we are inviting a foreign nation to come take us over? This morning I've chosen to read from Deuteronomy 28:47. So that's the importance of serving God with joy and gladness of heart is what we're going to read about this morning. And it's such a joy to know God and see Him work in everybody's lives, including our own. And it's a constant thing. Everything, like God says, love our wives. So we have to put effort towards whatever, like serving God with joy and gladness of heart. We need to put effort and towards these things. So anyways, verse 47 says, "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of things." Hasn't He given us a lot of things here? "Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And He shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until He has destroyed thee. And the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue or language thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard a person of old or show favor to the young." All this because if we don't serve God with joy and gladness of heart. "And He shall," that's talking about the other nation, "He shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee neither corn, wine, or oil, or increase of thy kin, or flocks of thy sheep, until He hath destroyed thee. And He shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until the high and fenced walls come down wherein thou trustest, throughout all thy land. And He shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, and the flesh of thy sons and thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave." The rest of it goes on to be very gruesome, so I won't read the rest of it. You can read that for yourself. But so that's how important it is to serve God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Some years ago, I ran across that, and it really spoke to me, and it still does today. And I, too, have to keep putting forth effort to serve God with joy and gladness of heart. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You and praise You for a great day that we could serve You, and the new spring and new life that You've given to the earth again. And although we don't know what the future holds with the economy and everything, but we know that You are in control. And Father, help us that we would understand and do what You have commanded us to do in Your word, and live for You, and strengthen us, Father, so we can bear what's before us, and whatever You have for us, that we can Know that you are the Almighty One, the one that leads and guides us, the one that made heaven and earth and the skies and all these things we can see, the new growth, especially the grass this morning, so green, and your bright sunshine after the rain. And we bless you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.